we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. We're in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, talking about how many wives Pilakshin, a king, is allowed to have. This is the sixth shiur. We've already seen a Flos Mitoras Hashem, and now we will continue based on what we learned in the previous shiur, that according to the Rambam, we proved the Oso Sumofsim, that the Isser is the Maisa Habia and not the Maisa of Kiddushin. And now we are going to try to understand the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Again, based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Agon Gadol Lo Yitzchak Man Zatzal. He writes as follows. This is in the Be'er Miriam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, in page Kuf Beis. Gemara asks, after he came from Chevron. So we see that he had more than 18 wives. So the kasha is, what's the Gemara's kasha? How do you see from the fact that he took more Pilakshim and Nashim when he was in Yerushalayim that he had more than 18? It's Pashat that the Teretz is like the Gemara says. No. When it says he took more Pilakshim and Nashim, it means to fill the number of 18. So what was bothering the Gemara? This is a Pasuk in Parakeh. Shmuel Beis tells us that he took more wives in Pilakshim Beseder, but who says that it was over the quote of 18? It was 18. It was Gevaldik. No problem. It was in the quota. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chal? So Ayin Sham B'Torah Schaim Shekosav D'Saka Daitach Kushis HaRaivet Hanal. Because the Havamin of the Gemara is like the Raivet we saw in the first shir. Shenasan Kodem Emaisa D'Bas Sheva. That he married these women before the Maisa of Bas Sheva. And then when Nasan Anavi comes to give him Tochacha, and he says, Kahena v'chahena. He says to David HaMelech, Im me'at, if it's not enough what you have, v'osif olach kahena v'chahena, you can add kahena v'chahena. What does kahena v'chahena mean? Like this and like this. So how much do you have until now? 6. Kahena v'chahena means 18. But if we say in addition to those 6, he also had od pilakshim v'nashim Yerushalayim. So there's more than 6. So then whatever it is, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, when you say kahena v'chahena and you multiply it by 3, it's going to come out to more than 18. That was what the Ravid understood. Shenasan kodem ma'isa de bas sheva, that these women were before the ma'isa of bas sheva and Emeli had more than 6. And therefore he has more than 18. Because it's Kahena V'Chahena, it's 3 times. So in that the Gemara answers that he married them after the Maisa of Bas Sheva, like the Kesef Mishnah says, like we saw in the first shiur. It's not that he married them before the Maisa of Bas Sheva. Maisa of Bas Sheva is in Perek Yud Beis. So you would think that what's telling us here is Lefit Seder HaProkim. So first, he took all these extra wives, and then was the Maisa of Bathsheba when he was told Kahena v'Chahena, and that's going to spell more than 6, more than 18, because now he has more than 6 and it's 3 times. He's given a bracha, he can get 3 times more than you have, who we're assuming now means up to 18, but if it's he took all more wives, then it's more than 18. So like the Kesef Mishnah explained, no, that these women were taken after the Maisa of Bathsheba. So the Maisa of Bathsheba, the Maisa, he had 6. And then he was told Kahena v'Chahena, you can have altogether 18. And then this Pasuk, which is much earlier, a few Prakam earlier, Be'osef David Ol Pilak Shemin Hashem Yerushalayim, was said after the Maisa of Bathsheba. So when he was told Kahena v'Chahena, this is included in the Kahena v'Chahena. Meaning he had 6, and now he has another 12 he's allowed to take. Vayin sham shekosav shemuchach kein midemana shlomo bein B'nei Hanashim. If you look in Parakeh, it tells us who were these the children of these women. One of them was Shlomo. Shlomo, how did Shlomo? Shlomo didn't come till much later, till Parakeh Beis. So what's Shlomo doing in Parakeh? The answer is that Parakeh Taka happened after Parakeh Beis. So it's perfect. So Taka with the Maisa Basheva, the Maisa Basheva, he only had 6 wives. And then Kehna V'Kehna brings us to 18. And the more wives he took, what we read about in Parakeh, it's only after the Maisa Basheva. Behind Divrei HaKesef Mishnah. Shigam Ken Mavur B'Dvarv Shapirish Ken Kushis HaGemara V'Ateretz. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Gemara's give and take, the Kash and the Teretz. However, according to this, Havana, Ha'ikr Chasir Men HaSefer, then we're missing the primary issue. Ha'ikr Chasir Men HaSefer. The Gemara isn't telling us the primary issue. What doesn't the Gemara tell us? What's the secret, the big secret that the Gemara is not telling us? That the Nidon is a Masai Namra B'Krava Yikach Davidot. When was this Pasuk said? Gemara should have told us, the Pasuk of Yikachot was after the Maisa B'Shev. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's hard to read the Gemara like that when it's the most important part is missing from the Gemara. And therefore would appear that it's Pasha to the Gemara that the Pasuk is coming to tell us a din in the number of women that a king is allowed to marry. And because of this, it wasn't said ala Seder like the Kesef Mishnah and the Taurus Chaim learned. Because if it's telling us the number, then Memela it can't be Keseder, because if it's Keseder, then it's more than 18. And we know also that the Raya is that Shlomo HaMelech is already mentioned in Parakeh, even though he didn't come till after the Maisa of Basheva, obviously, Parakeh Beis. So you see that it's Lo Ala Seder. However, that's not that the Pasuk is coming to tell us about the Misbar Hanashim. And that's what the Gemara's Teretz is. Gemara's Teretz is Lemeluye L'Shmonasre. It's telling us the Din Heter. Shalokach David Ad Kamishim Mutter Shem Yudches Nashim. That David took up to what he was allowed to take. What was David allowed to take? 18 women. So it's telling us he was originally at 6. And now he took more by Yosef David Od Pilakshim and Hashem B'Yerushalayim to reach his until he filled his quota. Just in the Kasha of the Gemara was Pashut that Pilakshim were not included in the Isser. And since the Pilakshim are not included in the Gemara's understanding of the Havamina, Pilakshim are not included in the Isser, so some of these Pilakshim were taken before the Maisa of Bathsheba. U'ba'akarchul horas shalakach k'tzas mehem kodem Maisa de Bathsheba kamayrikra, that the Pasuk is talking about where he took some of the Pilakshim before the Maisa of Bathsheba. And then it's going to come out that he had more than 18. Because then you have the Kahena V'Kahena, which is including the Pilakshim, and he has 6 wives, but then he has more Pilakshim. So then Kahena V'Kahena, whatever number you're going to come out with, is going to be more than 18. Then what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Teretz of the Gemara is no. It only equaled up to 18. How is it only up to 18? Oh, you're going to tell me that it only reaches 18 because he took Pilakshim. And Pilakshim aren't included in the Isser. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. That even though he took Pilakshim before the Maisa Basheva, when Kahena V'Kahena was said, that didn't include the Pilakshim, because the Pilakshim aren't included in the Isser. Pilakshim, he can take more. So if there were more, then that's Pilakshim. But not Nashim. Now when it comes to Nashim, it was only 18. He had 6, and then Kehena V'Cheni had 18. He had taken Pilakshim before, but Pilakshim weren't included in the Yisr. So now he has more than 18 altogether. He has 18 Nashim, and then he has some Pilakshim also, but that doesn't bother us. But then the Kasha is, so then what's the Gemara's Teretz? We already knew that in the Kasha. In the Kasha we knew that Pilakshim were Beseder. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk is telling us that he took extra Pilakshim. And before the Mice of Basheva. And therefore it's more than 18. But 18 is included in the Yisr. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Vayikach David od Pilakshim v'nashim b'Yerushalayim. And some before the Mice of Basheva, some after, but the Pilakshim part were also before the Mice of Basheva. But that doesn't bother us, because Pilakshim aren't part of the Yisr. And that's the Gemara's Metarets. Gemara's Metarets, yeah, lemilili shmonasar. That it's only 18, because we're only mitchashev, we're only reckoning the wives, not the Pilakshim. So what's the Kasha, what's the Teretz? If in the Kasha we already knew that Pilakshim are permitted, and what's the Teretz, that he only has up to 18 wives? We already knew that in the Kasha. What's the Kasha, what's the Teretz? So therefore it would appear, says Rabbeinu, V'lamashen isbar, iser pilagish l'das ha-rambam, mitzad biyahi. We explained at length that according to the Rambam, why is a pilegesh asura? A pilegesh is asura because of the bia. The bia is what's asur. The maisa bia. Machmas shenasu kol nashim sheba olam asura zalav lebia kazu. She'ein ze ela b'nasa yudches nashim. Teshuv gam pilegesh asura. Ooh. You know what's asur? With the pilegesh? Bia. All women in the world are asur for bia. When is that? When do all the women in the world become asur to this king? You know when? When he hits his 18th wife. Once he hits his 18th wife, his 18th proper wife, his 18th Kedushin wife, then everybody else becomes, then even Pilakshim become Asuras. The Shuv Gam Pilegesh Asura. But, and this is the key, the Pilegesh is not included in the original 18 that activate the Isser. What creates the Isser in the first place? The Nashim. After he has 18 Nashim, then Pilakshim become Aser. She Iser machmas sheyesh lo yudches nashim hu. Why is there an Iser? Because he has 18 wives. U pilegesh eina ishta. But a pilegesh is not his wife. Shal yadi yaser yachul Iser akol nashim sheba olam. That through her, there'll be an Iser on all the women in the world. V'haga ba'atzmacha, think about it. In other words, the Pilakshim are not going to make that original quote of 18. Pilakshim only come after the 18. Haga atzmacha. L'mashin is bar me'achronim sheish iser gam b'biyaznas. We have from the Achronim some that there's an iser even b'biyaznas. V'chim yavu al yudches nashim biznus yiyasru kol nashim sheba'olam alav. He has bia with 18 women biznus. Now pitom, all the women in the world are asuras to him. Ma pitom. Vari lehejakas of Aram of Nemei Sachas men mutter b'acheris. One of them dies, he's mutter with other women. V'chol she'eno ishtaf b'shebala avalei kegirusha. And if she's not his wife, even if he has bia with her, it's like he divorced her. So the same would apply to a pilegesh. A pilegesh, when she's within the first 18, that doesn't count as a wife. And that doesn't fill the quota. And that the Rambam writes, Bein Anoshim Upilakshim Hakol Shmonasre, that between his wives and his Pilakshim, it's all 18. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Mipi Hashmu Olamdu Shulokech Ad Shmonasre Nashim Bein Hanashim Upilakshim Hakol Shmonasre. So you know what that means? Bein Anashim Upilakshim Hakol Shmonasre? It means he has 18 wives, and above and beyond that, he's not allowed to have Pilakshim. That's what it means. But the 18 is only wives. Kavanaish kishiyesh lo shmonasar baal korchachu im pilakshim delabasar yudches. In other words, if he has within 18, it's going to be with pilakshim, because after he has 18 wives, then the pilakshim are asuras. Avalein achinami im lo yud zayin yeh mutter b'chol pilakshim shebolam. If he has 17 wives, he can have 1,000 pilakshim. Delafi mashen isbar ein kan oser ala pilakshim. Nothing answers him. You know what creates the Isser? 18 Nashim. Until he has 18 Nashim, there's no Isser on all the Pilakshim. And therefore, how gevaldik is this? There's no stira between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam here in the Yad. What did the Rambam write in the Sefer HaMitzvos? That the Yudches are Nashim Kedushin V'Ksuba. Their proper wives, Kedushin and Ksuva. Shavade gam l'das harambam lefol isser al shar nashim bo yitches nashim b'kedushin v'ksuva. Exactly what the Rambam meant in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that to create the isser, you need 18 women b'kedushin v'ksuva. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Yad. Bein ad shmonesre nashim bein ad nashim upilakshim akol shmonesre, meaning that originally he's only allowed to have 18, and above that he's not allowed to have any more pilakshim. Your limit's going to be 18 with nashim. After you have lo yar b'lo nashim, the Rambam says, that's the pasuk. After you have 18 nashim, now you're not allowed to have anybody else, even pilakshim. But what creates the Isser is the 18 Nashim. So this way we can harmonize between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam and the Yad. And that's the teretz of the Gemara. Limluye shmonasar v'hainu. The other question is, because the Gemara sheni pilakshim machal shmonasar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is saying, like we knew in the Kasha, that the pilakshim aren't included in the 18. Achein ha-pilakshim b'chlal minu yidches nashim heim the kanal yudzai nashim mutaris im pilakshim v'ha-pilakshim b'chlal ha-minu milui ad yudches demeal yudches gam pilakshim asuras. For the milui, you can fill it up with pilakshim until 18. So if he has 8 wives and 8 pilakshim, can have another Pilagish. Can have another Pilagish. And that's fine, because he doesn't yet have 18 Nashim. As a matter of fact, even if he has 17 Pilagshim, 17 Nashim, he could take as many Pilagshim as he wants. And that's what it meant, l'miluyei shmonasar, to fill up the 18, to fill up the quota of 18. That he took no more nashim and pilakshim. Because until he hits 18 nashim, then all the pilakshim are fine. So when it says in the pasuk, Shmuel Beis, Perakei, pasuk Yidgimel, v'yikach David ot pilakshim, v'nashim Yerushalayim. So the Nashim, he was only taking after the Maaseh Basheva. But the Pilakshim, he he took before, and it wasn't a problem, because he's allowed to, because he still hasn't filled up his quota of 18. The me'al yitches gam pilakshim, says the Lashon HaRambam, the bein nashim va'pilakshim akol yitches. That between the nashim and pilakshim, everything is 18. Everything is included in 18. No matter how many pilakshim you have, it's all included in 18, as long as they're not 18 nashim. And if there are 18 nashim, then the pilakshim are also asuras. But the pilakshim are not included in the original 18, that asur. So what creates the isur is the pilakshim, is the nashim. And then on top of that, after you have that isur nashim, now any more wives or any more women are asur. Bein nashim, bein pilakshim. So he could take as many as he wants. When it says "Vayikach David od nashim od pilakshim benashim Yerushalayim," so bevakasha, the nashim and pilakshim happened, a lot of them after the ma'isa Basheva, but the before Basheva ma'isa with the pilakshim was fine because there weren't yet 18 wives. He hasn't filled the quota until he has 18 wives. So that's why he was able to take more pilakshim, because it didn't fill the quota yet. In the meantime, he only had 6 wives. So with that, we can answer a lot of kashas. And please God, in the next shiur, we will hopefully proceed to do that. Very, very exciting. And there's so much to say. It's mamish, Torah doesn't end. So Baruch Hashem, we made some advancement in the sugya, and then we'll see how this mahalach, even though it's not pashpshat in the Gemara, how many kashas it answers, I hope, some of them at least. And we should be zoche, lo modu lamid, lishmalas, lakhams, kolav yisam, to us, to be havel, mein, be amein, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.